Cathy McLeod on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire. Nice to have you here. Now, we're talking this morning about a 50% rise in students at Cambridge University who were getting exemptions or allowances in the run-up to their exams because of mental health issues.
There's a competitive atmosphere to almost boast of how little sleep you've got.
You do feel the pressure more and more, and it does make a lot of people crack.
I'm a second-year English student, and last year I tried to kill myself.
So is there more pressure on students? Is life tougher nowadays for young people? Is there better understanding of mental health issues? Or are there some, who are playing the system, using stress as an excuse? I want to know what you think. 03459 25 2000. On the text, 81333. Start your message with the word CAM. Also on the way today, it can get confusing, can't it? Keeping track of the EU referendum.
Every week, we send £350 million to Brussels.
Britain would be permanently poorer if we left the European Union.
Our BBC reality check team will be clearing a few things up. No new homes in St Ives can be bought as second homes. St Ives in Cornwall, that is. But could the idea work in Cambridgeshire? And a drink made out of apples left to ferment in a bucket. What will they think of next? Julia Greenaway's on the case.
Just call me BBC Radio Cambridgeshire's cider correspondent. Yesterday was award-winning apple cider. Today I'm meeting the Cambridgeshire brothers making cranberry cider. Tempted? Find out more before 8.
Dottie McLeod on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
It's 8 minutes past 7. Good morning. Now, a BBC Radio Cambridgeshire investigation has found the number of students at Cambridge University given allowances due to mental health issues has risen dramatically. Since 2012, there's been a 43% increase in the number of people granted so-called extenuating circumstances for their exams. So are students there under more pressure, or are the powers that be just more aware of mental health and the problems it can create? Hannah Gelbart has been speaking to students at Cambridge.
There's a competitive atmosphere to almost boast of how little sleep you've got, how many hours in the library that you're spending.
You hear every year about people having panic attacks, having to drop out to take their exams the next year.
Because you're so isolated and you're in your little rooms in college with no social space, you do feel the pressure more and more, and it does make a lot of people crack.
I'm cycling through the centre of the city of Cambridge. It's a beautiful sunny day and I'm outside Magdalen College, which has centuries of tradition. But for some, the pressures of academic life here are just too much.
I'm Kate Dunbar. I'm a second year English student, and last year I tried to kill myself. It started like any other kind of night out. For the last couple of weeks, I noticed my mental health deteriorating, but was kind of too embarrassed to actually get help about it. At some point, things took a really dramatic turn for the worse. Like, I remember before coming home having this thought where I was like, I'm drunk and this is the first time I haven't been really upset in the last couple of weeks. That's great. And just took a massive turn and tried to kill myself. My boyfriend and my best friend, they called emergency services. I was crying at the time because I was in a really bad place.
What pressures were you under that led you to try to kill yourself?
Some of it was a sort of feeling like I had lost control of a lot of things, feeling that I was kind of faking it, that people thought that I was worth something that I wasn't, and I thought like I'd never be able to live up to that.
I'm Keir Murison, and I'm the president of Student Minds Cambridge for 2016. Student Minds is the local branch of a national organisation that campaigns on behalf of students to break stigma around mental health and also to try and improve both mental health services inside the university and to reduce things that we believe cause mental health issues, such as stress or overwork.
So how common are stories like Kate's?
I personally know quite a few people who have either considered or very tragically completed suicide.
What elements specific to Cambridge University cause mental health problems?
The long hours spent in the library, the pressure to succeed, the competitive nature of all students at this university. Combine that with the fact that job prospects are decreasing. People feel they need to get top grades just to have a chance to survive in the real world.
It's an intense environment here, and you do have to do quite a lot of work and have to keep up with that. I was starting to let work pile up on me, and that was one of the contributing factors. a bit of a sense of like shame associated with having to admit that like the problems you're having with your mental health are getting in the way of your ability to do what I guess you're at Cambridge for.
It's heartbreaking, isn't it, really, the thought that exams and academic work, which in the grand old scheme of things, you know, in some ways it's not going to be the most important thing in your whole life, that can push someone so close to the edge is quite frightening. You heard Hannah Gelbart there asking the questions. She joins me again in the studio now. Hannah, what are these extenuating...